The Night Before Christmas, 2014, Political Version. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring. Nothing new about that. Nominations and bills were hung up in committee with no hope, for ideologues show no pity. New senators, too, were home tucked up in bed, dreaming of wall maps in all shades of red. And voters who slept through the midterm election were wrapped in thin blankets of sad disaffection. While out in the world there continued such clatter, it was hard to decide where to look for the matter. Ebola, Crimea, Boko Haram, Gaza's on fire, 370's gone. ISIS brutality boggles the mind, while CIA torture has tarnished our shine. The Arctic is darkening. Amplification enlarges the specter of Earth's degradation. Ferguson streets are lit up with contention, for race is a subject we've found hard to mention. Yet on the ellipse, in the dark of the night, kid-programmed Christmas trees sparkled with light. And what to our wondering eyes did appear but the POTUS, equipped with executive gear? Standing alone as the head of the nation, he took one bold step to repair immigration. With a swish of his pen, he opened up Cuba and then disappeared to the land of the hula. But I heard him exclaim, as he left for his fun, "Merry Christmas to all. Now let's get something done."